Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy Nate from Nate Dates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know that we inspire, motivate, and impact. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about branding. Now, in this branding, we're actually going to be doing a three-part series. And this is the first part of this series. And I have a young man with me today. He is an awesome stylist. He's also a fashion designer, but folks, he is so much more. So I'm gonna let him tell his story. Kadar Clark, welcome to It's Your Time to Soar.
Thank you, Tynes. Thank you, Tynes, brother. The story. There's so much of a story, I guess you can say, but I'll make it kind of short just because it's so much. It's life, you know?
Right.
That question sometimes always puts me on edge because people try to compartmentalize an entire life existence into a short span. But as you mentioned, I'm a designer and stylist. I've been so here in the country for going on 10 years now. I'm excited. This year will make 10 years. And after all this time, it's so good to do what you love doing, you know? Even right. When you struggle with it for a while, to receive the support of the Bahamian people in anything you do, I think is amazing. And to have it as a solidified business, that's my 9-to-5, quote unquote, even though it's not a 9-to-5.
Right.
I get up every day and I do what I love. I love fashion, I love design, I love what it does for people. I love the fact that you can take someone from an everyday look and transform them into their best self. Image-wise, I think that's amazing. But it's also great when I get to sit down with my clients and we talk. I think that's my favorite part of what I do, just talking with my clients and feeling them out, seeing who they are, and being able to bring the best out of them. To me, that's more of what I do. I'm a reviver of your best self via image. So for me, that's basically what I've been doing for years through fashion and design. I've hosted many events as well, mainly fashion related, simply because I love the industry. It's something I've loved for years. I grew up obsessed with magazines and obsessed with the editorial side and how do you conceptualize these looks and how do you take somebody from being John Doe to John the Man, you know? I've been obsessed with that and the fact that image can do that for you. And so I've made it a business and I'm very proud of myself because I always say, I don't care if no one else is proud of me. I try to be the best me than I was yesterday. And that has definitely helped along this journey.
Wow, that's awesome. I see you mentioned this earlier, doing what you love.
How important that is for
each and every one of us going through that. How important is that to do what you love?
You and I talked off air earlier, and you know about life. Life in general is such a gift. We don't realize that life is a gift until, I think, in our still moments. A lot of us will have these moments and you will realize this. Think about the guy who would have gone to jail for literally a year, not even a very long time, a year. He sits in jail probably quiet, realizing all the moments that he would have missed. sitting there and realizing that, oh my gosh, you realize on this date, this is my sister's birthday. Right. I don't think I've ever spent time with her on her birthday. But it's this, in the silence that we remember all of these things. I've had my silent moments. I've not been to jail. Sorry, I'm just putting that out there. Just clarifying. I've not been to jail. But I've had my silent moments in life where it has quieted me to realize and stopped me to appreciate how important life is and every day and every moment. Therefore, I have since been able to pull away from anything, anyone, any job, any situation that did not help me to be the best in any day. It's that simple.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
You have to make those changes, because there's nothing more annoying to me than signing on social media on a Monday and seeing everybody complain about how they wish the weekend would come back, or, oh my God, it's Monday again. Nobody's forcing you to live this life, to live your life in a mundane way.
Right.
That's your problem.
Right.
Because tomorrow, guess what? If you die, which it happens to all of us, this is just a normal course of life. You're alive and then you die. It's not you're alive and then you, you know, get alive or more. You know, I don't know. You have to take control of that. It's up to you. So I always tell people around me, those who I see with a positive outlook, and even those without a positive outlook, whatever is not working for you right now, work towards making it better for what you would want. So the job that you have, you don't really like, stick that job out and try to search for a new job on the sidelines based on what you want. Stop going in the direction just for the money, or in a direction just for a peace of mind, just for the moment. Go only in the direction of whatever life it is you want. I promise you, the doors open up always. I've moved into my positions over the years only because I've only strived to go in the direction I wanted. I only wanted fashion. Everybody would have said, man, you can get a good job in corporate Bahamas and do, you know, some marketing or something. That I didn't want to do that. That was not my direction. So I never went in those directions.
I
went in the direction that I loved. And I promise you, the amount of doors that opened up overwhelmed me. These were doors that most people would have told me, you know, you got to go to New York and you got to go to LA, or you got to go to Europe to experience these things. I didn't have to leave this island to get in at all. That's one thing I always remind people of, because I simply went only in the direction of the life I wanted for myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome right there. And you upset, you didn't say this directly, but you kind of said it indirectly. Self-awareness.
Yes.
When did at which point in your life did you become self-aware?
This is so funny that we're talking about this. My mom and I just had this conversation simply because something I said to her, and I always remind her, and she would always say that, you know, it's almost like you're raising me and not me raising you. I grew up as the only child. My sister was born when I was 16, so basically she didn't exist in my youthful age. And I spent a lot of time alone. And alone because, you know, I lived in a house with my mom and my stepdad, and they were adults. So I spent a lot of time reading and catching up on things for myself. I didn't have too many distractions. So I became very self-aware in the sense of spending that time, that alone time that's so necessary. And I realize for a lot of people, we don't get to do that as we get older, because we get older, we get married, we then have kids or whatever way around. We would have had siblings around all the time. So we never become so self-aware of who we are on our own. We know ourselves for being Janice's son, or John's son, or Keisha's brother, or Megan's husband, or Todd and Chris Lee's father. We are so known for that. For a lot of people, it's hard for them to just know themselves as just them. And again, because I had that opportunity early on to just know me, wanted to just know me. I didn't want to know me with my parents attached to me. Like, I almost rebelled against that when people would say, well, I know your daddy, or I know your mommy. I remember one time telling a teacher, so, okay, since you know them, I don't care. What you gonna do? Call them and tell them what? That's gonna hurt me? I know me. I said to you, and I remember I said something to her that I was stirring on. And I was a kid. And I was like, I said what I said, and that was that. Like, right. Okay, call my parents. I really don't care, but I'm telling you what I'm telling you. So being self-aware for me was it happened at a very young age. So I knew growing up that nobody was about to deter me from knowing me, understanding myself, and then even getting to know myself even better as I got older. Right. Because I realized we live in a society again where we're boxed into things. Like I said, I gave you titles.
Right.
This one's son, that one's husband, that one's daughter, that, you know, is like that. We're boxed into that.
Right.
But I never wanted to be that. I simply wanted to be me. Nobody else.
No one else. Wow. Yeah, because you actually have a lot of individuals. They never discover self-awareness, although it happens to many people. But a lot of people don't become self-aware until a lot older. Maybe in their 20s, 40s, 50s. You know, so, or something may have to happen in their lives before they actually become self-aware. Sometimes it's a death. Sometimes, like you said, imprisonment. Mm-hmm. Imprisonment, you know, those lonely moments, they get a chance.
The silence. We need it so badly. There's a lot of people who, especially in today's generation and time, a lot of people become self-aware when they would have had a divorce.
Right.
Divorce is big. That's like a big pinnacle moment for a lot of people, or death.
Right.
Divorce I use because it's like all of a sudden the spouse is gone, the children may be older, and then you're by yourself.
Right.
And you catch yourself. Who am I? Who am I defined as?
Right.
And you have that silent moment of asking yourself, flooding yourself with these questions like, what do I want? What's next for me? What, you know? I am no longer the spouse of this one. The children married and gone. I am no longer just their mother or father. I am me. But who am I? I never asked myself that.
Right.
So, and then in death it happens too. When we lose loved ones who we would always define ourselves by.
Right.
Like, I am this one's that, but that's gone. So now, who am I?
Right.
It's this question that you really have to ask yourself. You have to start to search within yourself daily. Every day. It's something you really have to find out every day. Who am I? What do I want? Why do I desire this?
Right.
Why am I acted upon this? Like, okay, I just randomly want to dance and sing all day. How do I make that a reality? Because it brings me joy.
Right.
How do I make that a daily reality in my life?
Right.
You know, do I have to go to Vegas and dance and sing on the stage? Or, I mean, can I just do that here?
Yeah, these are the questions.
These are questions, and people mistake your passion and your joys with a job.
Right.
This doesn't have to be a career. This doesn't have to be your job, but it's anything that takes up your time.
Right.
Because time is another tangible and important thing.
Oh, yes.
And I mean your everyday time.
Right.
I like, no offense to people with a 9-to-5 job, but I'm like, do you realize how much your job takes away from your passion and your time?
Yeah.
You give it, what do you say, 40 hours a week?
Easy.
And 40 hours a week, and you're not spending at least 5 hours out of your week doing something you really, really love? Like, if you just love being on the water, how often do people, Bahamians don't even get to go on the beach often.
No.
To just listen to the waves.
No.
And just feel that calm. Do you realize tourists are spending thousands of dollars for a 1 week vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Thousands, and I'm serious about thousands.
Right.
When a hotel room is $400 or $500 a night, and then they gotta bring down a family of four or five or six, airfare, everything. You have this seclusion to just take a break.
Right.
Detach from everything and just go quiet.
Right.
Another big thing for me that I didn't mention was journaling. I journaled from a very young age.
Right.
I have journals. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. It's a mount of journals.
Wow.
From I was about 14, I started.
Yes.
And this allowed me to express myself. I literally wrote down my life, what I wanted, and I'm very serious about this.
Right.
I laugh because sometimes I review my journals and I'm like, every little detail of what I wanted, I've done, about to do, or know is coming. You know what I mean?
Right.
And goes back to what I said to you earlier in our conversation before we came on about having the power and knowing that we have the power to speak our own lives into existence and to fill it out.
Yeah.
God gave us that power. Like, he reminded you, you are kings and queens.
Right.
You yourself are gods.
Right.
He didn't mean it like to just say, oh, y'all just big for no reason. Right. You yourself are gods.
Right.
And not God. It wasn't God with apostrophe S, meaning you're his. Yeah, you are his. But he gave you that power.
Right.
He gave you the power just as he has to speak life into existence. So why do we wake up every day and gracefully speak, somebody about to piss me off today? We say these words to ourselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then when it happens, we're not shocked because we spoke it.
They're like, see that?
There it
see
is.
That?
See?
See that?
I know it. I just knew somebody was about to run me off today. We speak these things every day. We move in these directions, yet we're very unhappy. And I don't understand why. It's just so simple.
Right.
It's very simple. Move in the direction you want. Speak the things you want. Nothing else. Close your mouth if you feel as though anything else is about to come out of your mouth that doesn't fulfill your greater good for what you want.
Right.
Hear things around you. Hear that the recession is going on. Hear that they're about to lay people off on the job. Move in the direction you want. Speak the things you want. Nothing else. Close your mouth if you feel as though anything else is about to come out of your mouth that doesn't fulfill your greater good for what you want.
Right.
Hear things around you. Hear that the recession is going on. Hear that they're about to lay people off on the job. Hear that everybody car outside got vandalized. But you're not thinking that. Think, my car is okay.
Right.
My car probably is the only one that didn't get touched.
Right.
You walk on there expecting not to see a car touched.
Right.
You walk on your job expecting not to be one of the only ones who don't get fired or don't get let go.
Right.
These are the things you have to have within yourself.
Yes.
Have this self-assurance.
Yes.
Because, again, it starts with you speaking it before you can almost start to believe it. Because sometimes we are afraid because it's like, I don't believe it, but I'm just... Before you say, I don't believe it, it's probably going to happen to me. Just shut up. Say something else. Even if you may not believe your car is okay, just say, my car is okay.
Right.
Just say it. Even though you don't physically believe it yet.
Right.
Because you ain't sure. You're waiting to walk inside to see first.
Right.
Just say it.
Speaking of that.
Speak it out. Speak it out.
Yeah.
And for me, that's how I live life. Speaking things out.
Right.
In the most craziest ways.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't believe it or not, back in 2012, and this and anyone who's been listening to Soul Nation from I started, they actually heard the story a few times before, maybe at least four or five times. But back in 2012, when I decided to be a model, and an extension and part of one of my goals was to also be a part of Mr. Caribbean International. These are stuff I actually spoke into the atmosphere, and I just didn't speak it. I followed it up with action, because you know faith will work there.
Exactly.
And a part of things that I need to do, I need to do a lot of test shots. I need to be around persons who are already modeling,
right?
So who could be modeling what it is that I wanted,
right?
You see, because
that's how we first met,
right?
That's because you were in the motion of it, and you reached out to me because you wanted to get your style and everything together, especially for when you were going off.
Right.
You had to put all your looks together, so we put a bunch of things together for you.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. You made it happen for what you wanted.
Right.
You didn't see what you were doing on a normal day. You saw what you wanted.
Right.
And that's how you really have to live your life, with intention.
Yes.
Every minute, every day has to be with intention.
Yeah, be intentional.
It has to be intentional.
People don't realize that.
Yeah, and just as I said, with time, and how important time is, you really have to not allow anyone or anything to take away from the time that you have. And I mean, I don't care how small it is. Like, personally, I don't like small talk. I don't like, let me just say something right quick. No, I don't want to say something right quick. Send me a WhatsApp, send me an email, send me something. Let me review it in my time.
Right.
I will get back to you on that.
Right.
Or let's just chill with random people. No, man, it ain't that serious. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I like you, you're cool, but I ain't giving you 3 hours of my day. I think I'd rather give 3 hours of my day to someone else who I know either I can fill or they can fill me. We can bounce off of each other.
Right.
And we would gain new life. That's my free time.
Right.
I don't want to give you my free time for no reason.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So these are little things that you have to look at in your life and your everyday.
Yeah. Because guess what? I say all the time, our lives are similar to having a bank account.
Right.
When you go to the bank and you make 4 deposits, you don't come right back and make four withdrawals, right?
Right.
You make 1. Every 4 deposits you may put in, you may take out 1. But you have persons who come into your life and they just want to withdraw.
Right.
But they have made no deposits.
None.
And they're expecting you to show up at their beck and call.
Isn't that crazy? And it's so sad. A lot of us actually do give back to these people.
Right.
We give because sometimes we feel suckered into giving because somebody would say, well, yeah, you know, that's your cousin.
Right.
Go just do for them just because. And I'm not being mean about it. I'm really not being mean when I say these things. I'm just being intentional with it.
Right.
I do not do anything where I can't put my whole heart into it.
Right.
I am not going to do something for you just because of who you are.
Right.
Or just because I feel, what word would I use? I feel, you know, like I'm kind of obligated in a sense, or, you know, like, it has to be genuine from me.
Right.
And I will tell you this.
That's the only way.
My mom laughs at me all the time because she's like, you would always say no to certain things if you don't want to do it. And I'm like, I'm not going to do certain things if I don't want to do it.
Right.
If I'm not going to be fully there, I'm not doing it.
Right.
You're my mother, I love you. And if I said no, I mean no. That's it. I'm not taking anything away from you. I'm not saying no to your health and no to life for you.
Right.
I'm saying no to a particular thing that I have no interest in.
Right.
I'm not going to move to do something that I don't want to do.
Right.
I'm going to use that time to do something I want to do because I promise you, I won't get too deep with your listeners, but I feel as though this is something, a new revelation I've come to. At the end of life, I feel as though God is just going to simply reveal to us that there's just a veil, as we know, there's a veil of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that veil is going to come up and you're going to see things for what they are. I think everything is going to be slowed down for us to just pinpoint and see every moment.
Right.
We're going to witness every moment in full glory.
Right.
And then you're going to realize how many moments we would have wasted doing things that made absolutely no sense. Just because. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because.
Right.
And I'm not going to allow anybody. I'm not going to die. I refuse to die.
Mm-hmm.
Not fulfilling all that I've had in me, because obviously this is DNA, the DNA of God in us.
Right.
So obviously it has to come out,
right.
And I'm not going to die because, oh, you know what? I had an extra week left to live, God. You know, I get to live that because I was running these things for that one and doing that for that one and doing
right.
that for that one. My bad. I didn't get to start to work on what I wanted.
Right.
And what you kept hounding on me to do.
Right.
What my inkling, my intuition kept saying,
right.
do this. I
right.
never started it because, you know,
yeah.
I was busy
yeah.
doing nothing. You know? And people have to remember that. What purpose is there to have life if you're not going to use it?
Right.
I know tons of people who are in their graves who is like, could we give them at least 20 more years when this one around here ain't using the life they got?
I know, right?
Using it, you know, intentionally? What's
right.
the sense? Make sense of it. And our lives shouldn't be selfish. This isn't
no.
just for selfish gain.
No.
But our lives should be used to empower, enlighten, and,
yes.
just be a light for others,
right.
as well as ourselves and those around us.
Right.
Again, about being intentional and
yep.
living intentionally.
Right.
There's so much in us to be expressed. We must empty ourselves of all of these things before we leave this earth. And I promise myself all the time, it's so sad. I think I've said it myself years ago. At one point I paused and I was like, God, if this was my time now, I'm happy that I feel purged.
Right.
Of everything that I've ever felt to do and be and you know, in my existence. I felt like I could breathe.
Right.
I could exhale because I know I'm moving and doing all everything.
Right.
I feel confident in that. And every new day I'm given, I am grateful because I'm like, I said that years ago, but
right.
every day I have a new vision and a new life and a new lease to do something else and to empower someone else. right. and to speak life into someone else and to speak life into what I do. And it's beautiful. Every day is beautiful. Yeah. I've had tragedies, and I promise you, I still could say every day is beautiful.
Right.
It's crazy. It sounds delusional, but I promise you, mm-hmm. I realize the people who get to a certain point in their life of success and happiness sound delusional to everyone else.
Yeah.
Delusion is like the consistent trait of most truly successful people.
Yeah, right.
They look delusional, they sound delusional to others. Right. But guess what? Everything that they've wanted and done and attained and achieved has been done through some crazy faith, some crazy vision,
right.
without having anything, but moving ahead, full force.
Right.
No plan Bs, no, well, just in case. No, just moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving ahead.
What I feel happened to many people, the reason why they get stuck, is because they always value the opinions of others over the opinion they have of their own selves.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Like I mentioned early on, I've learned as a child, and this wasn't a learning, say, from my parents so much.
Right.
This was almost like a silent learning. Early on, I swear to you, I was such a recluse. I spent so much time silently, and call it prayer, call it meditation, I did a lot of it. And it has allowed me to have, within the self-awareness, it has allowed me to reinforce that voice in here. Right. I couldn't allow the voice within me to overpower, or sorry, to be quieted by people outside of me. Because at the end of the day, I always have to come back to me.
Right.
So I couldn't allow, and along the way, I would have had people who would have reminded me of this, whether it would have been teachers or family members who would have reminded me that anybody else's voice can't overshadow yours. We have to remember that. And I was reminded of that daily. So that is something I would encourage people to know. Don't allow society's voice, your pastor, society, what in the news, don't allow it to overshadow the voice within that should tell you and remind you every day that you're beautiful, you are able, you are capable. You have more than enough.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you need is there.
Say that one more time.
You have more than enough. That you exist in this current space and time. Like, understand that Christopher Columbus and people walk this earth.
Right.
Dinosaurs and all these other things that would have been spoken about and all these other right. things that we have never experienced. We have the ability to experience this time.
Right.
Don't allow your life to almost be looked at as, we ain't too sure. If you existed, because you're supposed to leave that imprint in right. this world.
Yes.
That when they talk about, well, we sure dinosaurs existed. Why?
Right.
Because we think so. They think so.
Right.
That was millions of years ago. How is it that people millions of years later are sure that this existed?
Right.
When they really don't have so much great proof.
Right.
I want your life to be like that. Millions of years from now, it right. has to be reminded that you existed in this time and space.
Right.
We ain't sure because all the analytical data may change.
Right.
These cell phones would be nothing.
Right.
It won't even make sense. They probably won't have to be able to like, pull from a cell phone.
Right.
Or things like that. It'll probably be something in the sky and you touch that or whatever. Right. But make your existence so prominent
right.
that you will be remembered just how dinosaurs are and we don't even remember them for sure.
Right. Right.
I'm just using dinosaurs.
Right. As no. That's
a part of it.
That's actually good. A good segue into the other part of our interview. Leaving, because on this show we always talk about inspiring, motivating, and leaving an impact. And mm-hmm. I think what you was what you were indirectly saying was leaving an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think, in your opinion, branding does? For a person or even a business?
Well, branding is just effective communication of who and what you are, period.
Right.
That's what branding is. And whether you use social media to communicate this, whether you use the person who is at the forefront of your business, it has to be effective and clear and concise communication of whatever embodies your business, your personality, or whatever. Look at most businesses now. Businesses are moving away from the generic ad campaigns of just having people randomly in a commercial. They're using individuals who can give a clear direction and communication of what their business is and all about.
Right.
Apple moved away from generic branding. They've used who? Steve Jobs.
Right.
The leaders are coming to stepping to the forefront.
Right.
No longer are you seeing actors in commercials. We are now seeing the CEOs.
Right.
Because the CEO has to effectively tell you what this is about,
right,
who we are, and you have to believe him.
Right.
It's all about believing that brand too. And it has to have some type of stickability. It has to have some type of, we have to be assured when we see this person, we have to be assured when we hear what's happening.
Right.
And we have to believe it.
Right.
It's about believing in them and the authenticity of it. Sorry.
Right.
Because whatever your brand may be, I mean, let's go and generalize it again.
Right.
Whether it's a business. And I always remind my clients, when I did a lot of styling, I always reminded my clients that you yourself, you are a brand.
Right.
As an individual,
yes,
you are a brand.
Yes.
When I call your name, what do I think of automatically? Oh, for instance, if I call a lady named Keisha and Keisha does hair, when I say, yo, you know Keisha, if you can quickly think about amazing hair, and it's simply because every time you see Keisha, her hair wild and all over the place.
Right.
Because you don't think amazing hair when you think Keisha, because that girl never have a hair together. So I don't believe her as being the best hairstylist in the world. I just think about, oh, just that girl.
Right.
But when you call certain names, especially in the makeup game here in the Bahamas, I'll use my friend Sasha. When you call Sasha, like, that girl face is on all the time. Hair is done, clean. She represents beauty.
Right.
She represents her brand. She doesn't have to tell me, well, you know, I'm a makeup artist, you know. No. I can see it.
Right.
And with branding, in most cases, the most effective communication is typically silent.
Right.
That's why I remind people that your brand and certain, your image especially, speaks way more than me having to tell you, go to my website and see what I do. I should get it automatically.
Right.
I should look at you and get what you do.
Right.
I should just feel it.
Automatically.
Automatically, I should just see it. That's effective branding communication. And in most cases, a lot of people miss that.
Right.
Because we feel as though, well, you know, I do this and I do that. I guess once I'm finished, then you'll see how good I am. No. I need to get it right away. I need to believe you before I even give you, pay you money to show me how good you are.
Right.
I need to just get it from a simple conversation or from a simple look.
Right.
It has to be that effective. And if it's not, you've lost me.
Yeah.
You've lost me. I don't have time. You don't have time to sit down and say, well, you know, let me sell myself. You know how many people every day through branding are selling themselves to you?
Mm-hmm.
You watch TV. That one is selling, somebody selling themselves to you via whatever it is they do.
Right.
You walk into a room, someone is selling themselves via whatever it is they do.
Right.
So it's so much, you've been being bombarded so much. It's just about who can silently stand out over time and effectively and consistently get that through to you.
Right.
Effectively and consistently. Consistency is the key to it all.
Right.
That's the big reminder of it.
Oh yeah.
Don't be the one who do this today and then tomorrow you are, you know, like, oh my God, I want to be a hairstylist today, and then tomorrow you want to be a stewardess, and then tomorrow, the next day, I'm like, you lose me.
Right.
You're not believable to me.
Right.
I have to be able to believe you and trust you. It's about building that trust. That's what brands effectively do.
Right.
So we have brand loyalty to brands that either build that trust,
right,
they are consistent, and they can tell me everything about myself right off the bat. We want to wear Gucci and Prada because these are companies that over years effectively communicated luxury,
right,
glamour, it exuded wealth.
Yes.
And they were consistent with this.
Right.
And so we know when we wear that, and they've built brand loyalty.
Right.
So we know when we wear Gucci,
right,
or Prada or whatever, we know, or in most people's perception, probably not mine as much, I feel luxurious. I feel wealthy. I'm wearing a Gucci belt. This is an authentic Gucci belt. I feel like I'm better than some people in the room when I step in, because everybody doesn't have what I have. This is what the brand is giving to you.
Right.
And that's good, effective communication from what they've put it out as a brand.
Yes, it is.
They've helped their consumer to feel all that they are.
Right.
They made their consumer feel a part of that.
Right.
So that's effective communication. They've done that consistently. The loyalty is there. You will buy Gucci with your eyes closed because you know once you buy something, you don't have to ask, well, it's still the same. Let me touch this leather. Let me rub this to see if it's still the same. You know, right. I buy one from 3 years ago. Let me make sure. No, you're not questioning that.
Right.
You're kind of sure that you'll get it.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you feel separates your brand from everyone else's?
For me, I have been doing what I love. And personally, I'm a very outspoken person. I love color. I love personality. I wouldn't say pizzazz. That's not the best word. But I love anything that reminds you that I am here.
Right.
That's how I love to dress people when I did a lot of styling. And even now in my designing, I love suits, especially for my clients that say, I ain't get this off the rock. Custom made. This is mine. I walked in this room and it's only me.
Right.
Not everybody else. Everybody could end up at the same store for an event.
Right.
And buy the same black jacket or white jacket or whatever. So let's say, I ain't get this off the rock. Custom made. This is mine. I walked in this room and it's only me.
Right.
Not everybody else. Everybody could end up at the same store for an event.
Right.
And buy the same black jacket or white jacket or whatever.
Right.
But a client through me knows effectively that this is a one of a kind piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being duplicated. And I know only me will be walking in. I feel confident with that.
Right.
That's what I've consistently given to my clients. And that's something I want to give to my clients for the rest of my life. Even when I'm dead and gone and my brand continues on, I want that to be the key, that we don't duplicate anything. We want to make sure that effectively each client feels as an individual that they are working what they're wearing well.
Right.
And it's all about consistency and the connection too. I love connecting to my clients.
Right.
Because to me, I have like best clients in the world. Like, it's just that simple. So I've never lost that. It's just that simple. So again, that one-on-one conversation with them always brings us back to what they want to effectively communicate to.
All right, cool. So you actually said something earlier when it comes to selling your brand. You know, you have a lot of CEOs coming into the forefront. Voices using actors,
right?
And influence and stuff like that.
We still use the
influence to promote and bring the brand awareness. But it's nothing like having the visionaire,
right?
The person who knows the inside and out.
The best person to effectively communicate what the brand is.
You know, it's nothing like it at all. Is this something that you aim to promote with your clients as well?
Yeah, definitely. I'm in my office almost every day, and I've fought with myself to do the whole thing of having an assistant work in my office with my clients. I tried that before, and what so happened was exactly what I expected. People would still say, okay, so now when are we meeting with Kedar? Even though my assistant would have been able to handle just what I could have done. I would have helped with the design in the end. But people want to have that one-on-one with you because they built the trust with you.
Right.
My name is on the business.
Right.
My name is in the brand. So it's like, I need to meet with you. I am sure about you. I don't know this person.
Right.
I know you.
Right.
Or I don't know you, but I've built a mental trust based on all of the years with myself and fashion. So people would understand that. And it's simple. I get it. We want to have that rapport with the actual person who we believe in.
Right.
Now, not in every instance, you'll have the opportunity. Like if Steve Jobs was still alive, or Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, we wouldn't have the opportunity to say, well, I'm going to report this to Facebook and I want to talk to Mark. No, you're not going to get to talk to Mark.
No, sorry.
But depending on how your business is set up, you have to remember who people really believe in.
Right.
And in most cases, in small businesses, it's directly to the owner.
Right. Right.
So you have to be aware of that and give your clients just that. Until you start to get a whole lot larger, and then you have to make some shifts.
Right, Right.
Then you have to report. Then your clients can sit with a regional director in some cases, or you know, whatever it may be, the next step.
Yeah.
But as businesses grow, you have to be able to always give your clients a feel that they can at least meet with you or be with you one-on-one.
Yes.
I don't care how big your business is. Even as I don't care how big of an owner you get.
Right.
Remind your clients that you're still there.
You're still there, right.
You're still there.
Right. Yeah, because I see, because I don't know if you follow any of Gary Vee. I don't know if you follow Gary Vee.
Yeah.
You know, he actually speaks about that all the time, you know. And he always aims to have that one-on-one with his clients and with his fan base as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, he doesn't standoffish, you know.
And you shouldn't be. Again, this loyalty and this connection that we need to build through brands.
Right.
It starts with you. You are the visionary.
Right.
I need to hear from you everything that's happening within your brand.
Right.
It's better when it happens, especially in high net worth brands or with products that may be at high net worth, you know, not your everyday, this ain't a $50 transaction.
Right.
But my clients is not a $10 transaction, so I don't expect them to say, well, this isn't a general store and somebody's at a cash register, sure, you don't need to see me rain you out. No.
Right.
I deal with within my business, it's a different value point.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand when they need a direct connection.
Mm-hmm.
You would understand as each business goes down, where and how important it is to have that one-on-one with your clients.
Right.
You are never bigger than them. You need your clients more than they need you.
Mm.
And so you have to remind them of that directly.
Right.
Build that direct communication with them.
Right.
And they will respect that even more. Because as I always say, I've barely marketed my company over these 10 years. I promise you, I've barely marketed my company. I've always gotten my next client based on, hey, my friend said you did this for them.
Right.
And it's how I would have effectively communicated with them before.
Hmm.
Or other people before. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, I want you to go back in time with me right now. Right? I want you to go back to your 15-year-old self.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say you were able to give him one nugget, one thing you're able to leave with him. What exactly that nugget would be?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I ask this all the time, and I ask this of people, especially when I'm speaking. What would you give to your younger self? And for me, I will remind myself that everything you want is possible. Everything. Don't question anything. You are bigger than you thought you were in your, you know, don't play small.
Right.
It's easy to play small, and I think I did that a lot then. And I would remind my 15-year-old self to think big, don't stop thinking big, don't play small, and just go in that direction. Just do it. Don't do anything else. Do only what you want, only what you desire. Don't think small, go big.
Wow.
All day, every day.
Wow.
No pauses, no nothing. Just keep going big.
Just keep going big.
Just don't stop.
Right.
It almost puts you in the sense of, I know for a lot of us in our family dynamics, our mental shift always differs. Somebody who may have been in a family with a wealthy parent or wealthy family, they don't have limits sometimes,
not really.
I want Jordans, I want a Nintendo, and I want this and I want that. You say it to your parents, you don't think about where it's coming from. You just say it. I want this, I want that, I want that, I want that.
Right.
And in certain people, certain kids in certain positions know that it's possible.
Right.
That's the all things for a lot of kids.
Right.
So you have to remind yourself that I may not have that person as a father, but my father is kind of bigger than his father.
Right.
Much bigger.
Much bigger.
So I could have all of those things.
Right.
How important are they to me right now? Those are just things.
Right.
But I want something else bigger than all of that.
Right.
And you keep saying it.
Right.
Even right where you are in your present age. You may not be 15 anymore.
Right.
Or there may be a 15-year-old listening to this right now.
Yes.
But remind yourself even now and even older that all things are possible.
Oh, yeah.
I can have it all.
Yeah.
No one can take it away from me. And when it comes, I am so greatly appreciative of it. Literally write down the little things that you want. Just as I mentioned earlier, as we wrap up, journaling. Journaling has helped me to say what I wanted without playing. Like, I mean, not playing, not thinking small. Like, don't think small.
Right. No. Nope.
Think big. Write that down. And write, sometimes it helps when you write in the position that it's happening now.
Yes.
I used to write like that. I would write that I am currently on a shoot with my fashion line. I have that in a book right now.
Right.
And I'm like, look at my life. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Clearly, I thought too small because I've already done that, all that stuff more times over.
Right.
You know what I mean? And at my age, I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy. So to know that I could do this, I'm like, come on. It's crazy. I'm my vision is crazier than it is now.
Oh,
much crazier.
That's awesome.
Much crazier. Yeah. So think from that point.
Right. So do you have any favorite books you would want to recommend to our listeners?
Rich Dad Poor Dad was always a good favorite. As you can see in my house, I have tons of books. Purpose Driven Life was another good one. And we're at my house, guys, so I'm actually looking at my books in my house. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Rich Dad Poor Dad helped me to break down in my younger mind certain things that I did and didn't do.
Right.
And then it helped me to assess moving forward. I'm, like I said, growing up, I was more obsessed with magazines because I just love that editorial life.
Right.
But these are some of the books for me that have definitely spoke to things that we may not have in our everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
We may not all have a rich dad. Mm-hmm. So we don't think with a thought of, it's hot, it's possible, I can move in the direction I want, do whatever I want.
Right.
Because I'm unlimited, or I'm not limited.
Right.
Most of us are limited because we may have been raised in a single parent home, and it's like, well, I know mommy ain't buying this for me just because I said it.
Right.
But how do you think, or why not think from the angle of, how can I make that happen for me?
Right.
Even in your younger age.
Yes.
If mommy can't provide it, or if this person can't provide it, how is it possible? Mm-hmm. That's the new thought you then put in your mind.
Right.
Not, I can't afford it, and then full stop, that's it.
No.
I give up. No.
No.
How am I going to get this?
Yes.
So you start putting the hows in your mind, and then you start to work.
Right.
Then your mind starts to churn. Then you realize you could sell pencils for 5 cents.
Right.
I did it in school. I sold pencils for 25 cents. I always had that entrepreneurial spirit. It's also ingrained in my family.
Right.
So, trust me, the things I sold in school, you think I used to walk away with like $2? Hell no. Trust me, I could sell you everything all day. The one thing I would ask my parents, I grew up in a single parent home, but I would always ask my mommy to buy me something so I could resell it so I get more money.
Right.
So I need you to buy me a box of Blow Pops so I could sell it for a quarter. The box was like, what, $5 or $6 that came with like 50 or whatever.
Right.
And guess how much money I made at the end of the day? A lot.
A lot.
And I did this a lot in school growing up. Right. So that I knew how to manage my cash and my flow of monies in my under 10.
Under 10.
Wow. Under 10.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I encourage people to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I tell people, teach your kids these little things.
Right.
Literally, buy your kids a pack of pencils. Kids in school always need pencils or pens as you get older.
Right.
Or something. They want something.
Right.
Supply and demand. You want it. Everybody else got one too. You need a second one. I got it. I'll sharpen it for you too. This is what I do. This is service.
I will give
you a full service thing.
Full service.
You need your pencil sharpened. It's still 25 cents. But I'm not giving you a dull one. I will also sharpen it for you. I've just upped the ante on everybody else who come up in school doing that. So these are little things I always teach people. So you will learn. You will learn over time.
Yeah,
you will learn over time.
That's definitely. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite app you like to use for business or personal?
I use a lot of apps, but I love Instagram. You know, why I love Instagram is because Instagram is a good way of storytelling.
Right.
Marketing is all about storytelling. Branding is about storytelling, and that is one app that allows you to communicate your brand. Fire stories.
Right.
Not just a picture and then walk off and think a picture is going to sell it.
Right.
I'm going to give you the full thing. I'm going to show you my client in his suit at his event or his wedding or whatever. But I'm also going to show you the fact that this is us 3 months before. We took a selfie because we were about to get the suit built.
Right.
This is us a month after that because he came for his first fitting.
Right.
This is him picking up his suit. He's happy. He's talking. He's telling you he's happy. He loves it. Whatever.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So this is effectively just showing you that
right.
You can tell the story
right.
via a free app.
Yeah.
You know, we want to know more about your brand. We want to know more about what it is that you do and how you sell it.
Right.
I know a lot of us try to say, well, you know, I don't like social media and I don't want to do this and I don't want to get into all of that. You have to build the content.
You have to.
It's the only way. We don't see, you may have posted 7 times for the year already and it's February now. But I may have missed that. And you know, a lot of things get squashed down in your feed.
Right.
Post daily.
Right.
Even if it's one thing, even if it's a repost, post daily.
Right.
Because I promise you that one thing you're reposting, somebody may have only seen that once. Yeah.
That's the reason why I love the feature that Instagram has now with the stories. You can store your stories in categories.
Right.
So people can always go back and like see different highlights. That's why I name it. That's an awesome feature.
Yeah, it is. People want to revisit whatever it is you do or you've done.
Right.
Because it tells them a little bit more about what's happening in your business.
Right.
Communication. That's all it is. Branding is all about communication. Like I said, sometimes it's silent in your image. And sometimes it's loud through your videos and your everything else like that. So it's just about doing it effectively and making sure your clients have a full interpretation of whatever it is that you do without having to come back in your inbox and ask. So what do you do? Even after seeing all of your stuff. So what is it you're doing? They shouldn't have to do that. No. If you realize you're getting 2 to 3 of those, something's not being communicated effectively.
Right.
Yeah, whether it's in your tagline, whether it's in your bio or whatever, something isn't saying it.
And that's the next thing where people go wrong. They're in their bio on Instagram. They have it so clustered. So you can't figure out what's going on.
Right.
It should be bup, bup, bup. All right.
Simplify who you are in one sentence.
Right.
One sentence. Don't give me a whole... I mean, I've seen some paragraphs in the bio. I'm like,
what you doing?
What is all of that? And first of all, I'm not even reading all of that. I need to look at a couple images and then see one line that tells me what it is you do or who you are effectively. Clear. Right. I need to be concise.
Like when you go on my Instagram, you see inspire, motivate, impact. All right. You know what you're getting.
Right.
So when you scroll
from that.
All right.
It makes sense. It's connected.
You don't have to try to figure it out. It's right there. Bup, bup, bup.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've seen some where, I guess just for the sake of making their Instagram page pretty, they do these vague posts and I'm just like, this looks stupid.
Right.
No one cares to follow this because we don't get it.
We
don't have time to waste.
No, that's wasting
time. That's wasting time. That's 2 seconds where I could go on another person's page and I could clearly see what it is they have, what they do, what they offer.
Right.
That's it.
Immediately.
Yeah.
All right. So for all of our listening audience, who may want to get connected with you, do you want to tell them, let them know where exactly they can get connected with?
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Kedar in Style. Mm-hmm. Also my personal Facebook page, if you want, Kedar Clark, you can just follow it. I think I'm at my maximum capacity. On Instagram, it's Kiss Bespoke, KISBESPOKE. That's my branding page for my menswear and women's suiting. And then my personal page, Kedar Clark again, Kedar in Style, that's the handle.
Right.
And I'm okay with people following me personally simply because my life is, everything I do in my life is all about who I am. My everyday, I swear to you, even if I'm telling you I'm going to dinner, it's just about to be fun. I'm just a fun guy. I might be crazy and wild at times, but I'm still who I am. And I never wanted to be that entrepreneur or that business owner who has to separate their private life so much from their private life. Not even, and by private, I don't mean what I do when I'm home and you know, I don't mean it like that. I mean my private pages from my business page. I think your life should be seamless.
Right, it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be one. Everything you do should be one.
Right.
You shouldn't have to hide something because, well, I don't want people to know that, you know, I do this on the side. No, it's fine. Yeah. What you do on the side should still communicate and work towards what it is you do, what it is you want people to know you for.
I totally agree because when I'm home, I inspire, motivate, impact. Right. When I go to work, I inspire, motivate, impact. When I go,
that's I inspire, all it is.
That's all I do. That's just
it shouldn't be anything else. It shouldn't be anything hidden from anyone. It has to be.
That's what it is.
It's just effectively who you are.
Yeah.
Fashion and lifestyle is me. I love it. That's just my life.
Right.
I just love to live that life every day. I love style. I love interiors. I love great food. I love great things. I love great people. People who are exuberant and lively and bubbly and cheerful and That's just me. It's I just live life.
Right.
It's tons of life living on my social media. And the day that it changes, oh, trust me, something's really wrong. Check on me. But yes, that's where it can be found. And I'm fine with people having my contact as well. 815-0304. Let's make it professional and business connected only.
Right. Yeah, so we'll also have all of the contact information and the social media handles on the show notes as well. So look at that. It was awesome having you a part of It's Your Time to Soar.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you too with this. I think you've communicated to everyone out there. This is your way of doing that and bringing other people to the forefront.
Yes.
And I salute you on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Hey, y'all. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar. Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.